Four players ready to do battle, not just with each other, but a mighty mechanical opponent too. Victory is worth £10,000, so let's get ready to rumble on Tipping Points. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players, all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Guy, an occupational therapy student from London.
I'm Ali, a primary school teacher from Cardiff.
I'm Gwen, a retired civil servant from Northampton.
I'm Gary, a customer services team leader from Cumbria.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Points. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into the machine, or if you think the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will add £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which, of course, come with a bonus prize. But also, nestled in the machine, are two double counters. If one of those falls for you, it will double the entire value of your drop. As always, the person in last place will be eliminated from the game with absolutely nothing. So keep your eyes on the double counters because they could make all the difference. Everybody ready? Hands on your buzzers. Here comes your first question. In 2014, which Olympic gold medalist gave birth to a... Ali?
Jessica Ennis.
Gave birth to a son named Reggie Ennis Hill. You were right. It was Jess Ennis. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll pass to Gary, please.
Right then, Gary, you get to launch us.
Lovely.
Where are you going to go?
I think I'll give the double counter a go straight off and I'll go for zone three.
Drop zone three. Light up for Gary, please. Here we go. Now then, Gary.
Ali passed. Done with it being on the other side.
Ali didn't think it was ready to pay out.
At least it's flat.
You got it over there.
Oh, that's a nice nudge. Oh, excellent.
Good work, Gary. Ali, what were you thinking? Gary, very well done. Four across the tipping point, which is £200. And you got that cheeky little double as well.
Wonderful.
Let's put another 200 in. 400 from that drop. Let's take it and put it into your bank. So £400 with two counters left to play. Well done. Next question. What word can be used to refer to a fruit or meat dish with the topping of scones and to a person who mends... Gwen.
Cobbler.
Who mends shoes. Yes, cobbler it is, Gwen. Would you like to play or would you like to pass?
I'll play. I'd like to play zone two, please.
Light up drop zone two for Gwen, please. Rattly old drop. You got it down?
I hope it's not going to ride.
No, you're OK
flat
there, Gwen.
Good. Excellent.
Can we get something over that shelf? Go on, yep. And what about the tipping points?
Yes, I
could. Three for you there, Gwen. Well done.
Lovely.
Three counters across the tipping points, £150. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So £150 you have, and you've still got two counters left.
Thank you.
Next question. The Brecon Beacons National Park is in which country of the UK, Ali?
Wales.
It is in Wales. Well done, Ali. Would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to play this time.
Where are you going to put it?
I'll go for drop zone two, please.
Lovely stuff, Ali. Light up drop zone two. Slow to hang there, Ali. Got it down. Is that where you wanted it?
Roughly, yeah. I think it's going to get that level underneath there.
Come on now, come on. Oh, no! So you passed your first one to Gary. He took full advantage. The first one you're brave enough to put in has drawn a blank, Ali. You've got two counters left. Long way to go. Next question. A cuticle is found on... Gary.
On the nail.
Yes, I can accept that. Your fingernail. It's found on which part of the human finger? Gary, would you like to play or pass?
I think I'll play this one.
OK, where are you going to go?
Drops on two.
Fire up, please. Nice drop, that.
Yeah, that's where I wanted it.
You're not going to need much. Are you going to get enough? Yes.
Fall over.
Oh, oh dear. Another one, another £50 across the tipping point. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So you're up to £450. You've got one counter left. Next question. Which satirical news magazine greeted the birth... Gary.
Private Eye.
..greeted the birth of Prince George of Cambridge with the headline, Woman Has Baby. Yes, it was Private Eye, Gary. Good knowledge, that. Right, you've got one counter. Do you want to play it or pass?
I think I'll pass this one, and I'd like to pass it to Guy.
Guy, finally, you're going to get a chance.
Yeah.
Where would you like to play?
Like everyone else, I'll go for Drop Zone 2.
Right up Drop Zone 2 for Guy, please. Really rapid drop, that. What do you reckon, Guy?
Ooh, I hope it goes flat.
It is flat.
Yeah, it's got a chance.
Bit of a gap there. Should get that black one over. Go on now. Go on now. Yep, and the mystery.
Go on, go on.
Okay. Ooh, got two, Guy. I thought you might get a few more then, but they're staying there, aren't they? Two across the tipping point, £100 right there. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. Your dad's two counters. Next question. In the NATO phonetic alphabet, the name of which unit of measurement represents the letter, Gary?
Kilo.
Represents the letter K. Yes, it is kilo. Well done, Gary. Would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to play this one because Zone 2 is ready to drop, I'm sure.
OK, let's light it up. Drop Zone 2.
That's... Oh, it's moved across.
Settle.
It's riding
as
well.
Yeah, it is. No, Gary. I'm not sure this is going to help. Might get a bit of a shove. Oh, marginal. So nothing for that drop. You're still on £450. You've now used up all three of your counters, so for the time being, Gary, you're out of the round. Just Gwen, Ali and Guy left in. Next question for you three. The dish consisting of fried cabbage and potatoes is commonly known as bubble and... Ali?
Squeak.
With a squeak, indeed. Well done, Ali. Yep, bubble and squeak it is. Do you want to play?
I'll stick with Drop Zone 2, please.
Light up Drop Zone 2. Bouncy drop.
Nice and flat.
What do you think, Ali?
Need it to go right. Oh, yeah.
The mystery counter coming.
Mystery. Yes.
Yes, you got three. Well done. You got your hands on some finally.
Fantastic.
You needed them. £150 across the tipping point. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. And as you can see, you've got the first mystery prize as well, Ali. You've got yourself a pair of European flights courtesy of Monarch Airlines.
Oh, fantastic.
Lovely
great.
Stuff. So, a tidy prize and some money. You've got one counter left as well. Next question. Since 1994, what has been the highest grade you can achieve in a GCSE? Ali?
A-star.
It is A-star. Glad you got that one right. As our school teacher. Ali, you've got one counter. Ready to
right.
play it, or do you want to pass?
I think two is still looking pretty good, so I'll stick with Drop Zone 2, please.
Fire up Drop Zone 2 for Ali. This will be the seventh in. Very popular with you all.
You stick to the right. Yes.
That's the right place.
Nice and flat.
Gary likes it.
Yep, one.
Got some there. There's a bit of a hole.
Oh!
There was a hole slotted right into it as well, Ali. So nothing to add. You stay on £150. You've used all three of your counters now, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Next question for Guy and Gwen. Going from a bad situation to one that is worse is said to be like jumping out of the frying pan into the... Guy?
Fire.
That's absolutely right. Would you like to play or pass, Guy?
I'll play. I'll go for Drop Zone 2.
Light up Drop Zone 2 for us.
Ooh, that's all right.
It's flat.
Ooh, will it go over? You're
going to split them?
No.
It did. Just split them, set the shelf up. Nothing has dropped for you. Fortunately, you've got one more counter. Yep. You're still £50 down on Ali and Gwen, so you need to get something out with that last counter. Next question for Guy and Gwen. In Roman mythology, Cupid was the god of what? Gwen.
Love.
Yes, of course, Gwen. Would you like to play?
Drop Zone 2, please.
Light up Drop Zone 2.
Oh, don't ride.
Oh, there's a bit.
There is a gap there, isn't there?
There is.
Oh, it's riding. I don't believe it.
That's tough. That is very harsh, Gwen. Oh, nothing for that one. So, Gwen, you stay on £150 with one counter left. Next question for Guy and Gwen. Postboxes in the UK are usually painted what? Gwen?
Red.
What primary colour? Yes, Gwen, no problem there.
Drop Zone 2, please.
Let's try again. Light it up. It's the 10th counter into drop zone 2.
Ooh.
What do you think, Gwen?
I hope it's not going to ride.
Is it?
Go flat, go flat, go flat.
It
oh,
is flat.
Wonderful.
Surely wonderful. Something's going to come. Could do with a few going.
Come to me. Oh,
yeah,
lovely.
Here we go.
Lovely, oh, lovely, lovely. Come this way. Wow.
Well done. Gwen, that's four across the tipping point, so £200
lovely.
With your last counter. Very timely. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And that puts you into second behind Gary.
Lovely.
You've used all three of your counters, though, for the time being, you're out of the round. So, Guy, just you left in. You don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give me the correct answer to this question to put the counter into the machine. If you're not sure of the answer, it's worth trying to have a guess, and you need to do it in the allotted time as well.
OK.
You ready?
Yep.
Which sport is played with rackets and a shuttlecock?
Badminton.
Yes. Well done, Guy. So, your last drop. You need to get one counter out to draw with Ali. If you get two counters, Ali's going home.
OK. OK, I'll be a bit different and go for drop zone one.
Light up drop zone one, please. Change of tack with your last counter. It's a big risk, Guy. It's going to pay off. Big
ooh,
drop
that's
of space
okay.
in the front. What do you think, Guy?
Mm, maybe.
It's flat. Are you going to get anything over that top shelf?
Come on.
It's so crucial now. Oh, yes!
Oh.
One counter to draw level with Ali. And that's oh. enough to send her home. Four across the tipping point, Guy. Well done, £200. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And that means at the end of the round, Gary is leading with £450, ahead of Gwen on £350, just ahead of Guy with £300. Ali, I'm afraid that means with £150, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
At least you've got your European flag.
Yes.
Join me after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Guy, Gwen and Gary have all survived to play in round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the bonus double counter. There's one left in the machine. The player with the low score at the end of the round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. So, Gary, it's very, very tight, but you are in the lead, which means you get to choose. Would you like to go first, or would you like to pass to one of the others?
Looking at what's there, I think I'd like to go first, please.
OK, 30 seconds for you then, Gary. Every time you give me a correct answer, I'll give you another counter. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. You ready? Your time starts now. Admiral of the Fleet is a title given to a high-ranking officer in which of the UK's...
Royal Navy.
Correct. Which actress and sister of Emma Thompson won the 2014 series of Celebrity MasterChef?
Pass.
Sophie Thompson. The Boston Crab is a manoeuvre in which...
Wrestling.
Correct. Humans are able to perceive sounds via which organs of the body?
The ears.
Correct. Fashion designer Issey Miyake was born in which Asian country?
Japan.
Correct. Which Greek warrior is the central character in Homer's Iliad?
Pass.
Achilles. Slieve Donard is the highest mountain in which country of the UK? It was Northern Ireland.
All right.
OK, Gary, four rights. So four counters to put into the machine. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to stick with zone two.
Light up drop zone two, please. See what she's got for us this time. This will be the 11th counter in.
Still a lot to go there.
Down and dropped like a stone. It's there.
That's flat.
That's
good,
yeah.
It'll do there.
Gwen likes it. Oh, I just slid out. Can you get something here? So three, Gary, with your first drop, £150. You've got three counters to put in.
And I'll stick with drop zone two.
Light up drop zone two, please.
Straight out.
Let's see where it's going. Ooh. Stack the tipping point, but no more to add, Gary.
Nope.
It's a good overhang there. You've got two more to put in.
I'll go drop zone two again, please.
Fire up, please.
Try and get this one over the other side.
Oh!
I thought it was.
It looked like it was going to, didn't it? There's a nice cluster between two and three, though. You could get them here.
Nice push.
Come on, now. There's one.
It's go sideways a little. Oh, wonderful.
There's the ones you're after.
That's amazing.
Gary, another 12 across the tipping point. Yes, £600,
nice one.
Tidy. £750 in total. And you've got yourself a mystery prize as well. You've won a case of wine, courtesy of Naked Wine.
Excellent.
You'll enjoy that. You can enjoy this as well, because you've got one more counter to put in the machine.
And I'm not done with Drop Zone 2 yet. I like that left-hand side.
OK, let's rinse it some more. Light up Drop Zone 2. Get it going left this time. Bit more.
No.
Maybe not. Let me get that black one over and get it flat. Oh, a rider. It is not going to do much more now. You had a good couple of drops, though. £750 is what you finished with, Gary.
Thank you.
Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And your score currently sits at £1,200. Very well done.
Thank you.
Gwen, so you're currently in second position, just ahead of Guy, so it's your choice now. Would you like to go next, or perhaps would you like to ask Guy?
Yes, I'll go next.
OK, 30 seconds for you. Gwen, your time starts now. In the UK, mandatory rules for road users are set out in the highway what?
Code.
Correct. The essential ingredients for brewing beer are hops, water, sugar, malted grain, and what else?
Pass.
Yeast. In 2013, which British singer-songwriter had her first UK number one single with Burn?
Adele.
Ellie Goulding. Remembrance Sunday takes place in which month each
November.
Year?
November.
Correct. The ancient language of Sanskrit comes from which continent?
Asia.
Correct. General Haig was commander-in-chief of the British armed forces in France during which World War?
Two.
It was the First World War. Gwen, you got three rights.
Good.
So, three counters put into the machine.
I'm going to try Drop Zone 4, please.
Yeah, let's light up Drop Zone 4, please. 17 counters to catch Gary. Right now, you want to put a bit of space between you and Guy. There you go. That could be good.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now. Shift some of that.
Get the mystery one over. Oh, that's something anyway. Oh, lovely.
And that's four counters, £200 there. Two more to put in. Where are you going to go now?
I'll go to Drop Zone 4, please.
Stay with it, please.
Yes.
Nice.
Ooh,
and
get the mystery one over. That would be lovely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice. Gwyn, that's another four across the tipping point, so
lovely.
Another £200.
Lovely.
Let's add that in, so you're up to £400.
I'll stick with Drop Zone 4.
With your last one, light it up.
Oh, wow, that was a quick one.
It was. Rapid drop, that one. Let's see if we can get the middle ones over.
Oh, lovely.
Some more to add, maybe, or maybe not.
No, it's not going.
Just found a little hole at the back there, didn't
you? Yes.
So no more to add for the final drop, but you'd already got yourself £400. Let's take that and put it into your bank. You finish up with £750, Gwen.
Thank you very much.
So, Guy, just you left. 30 seconds now to answer as many questions as you can correctly. Every time you get one right, I'll give you another counter to put in the machine. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. You ready?
OK. Yep.
Your time starts now. Located at the end of the Mall, which palace is Queen Elizabeth's...
Buckingham Palace.
Correct. What colour does litmus paper turn when dipped in an alkali solution?
Red.
It's blue. 2007, Russian politician Marat Safin retired from playing which sport professionally?
Tennis.
Correct. Pottery is made from shaping and firing which substance?
Clay.
Correct. The Swedish-born Hollywood icon Greta Gustafsson was better known by what name?
Greta Garbo.
Correct. The River Po is the longest river in which European country?
Poland.
Italy. Random House, Bloomsbury and Penguin are famous for publishing what?
Novels.
Books, correct. I can take novels as well. Guy, you've got five rights.
Well,
giving yourself a really good chance here. Where are you going to go?
I will go for Drop Zone 4, please.
Light up Drop Zone 4. Nine it is that we need to catch Gwen. Hard right.
It's okay.
A bit of lateral could shift them if you get it.
Oh, no.
Not now. The last thing you need. Ugh. Nothing for your first rider, Guy. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Four to go.
Drop Zone 4.
Light it up, please. Got a drop. Did they go too soon? If they're flat, you'll be all right. Yes!
Ooh.
Guy, you need nine to catch Gwen. That's eight across the tipping point. £400 with that drop. You've got three left to put in the machine.
I'll go for drop zone 4 again.
Okay, let's load up drop zone 4. Wrong side for the mystery, really, isn't it? You need something out here, guy. So, no more to add. You still need one more to draw level with Gwen. You've got two left to put in.
OK, I think maybe that was a mistake, and I'm going to go for drop zone 1.
OK, let's light up drop zone 1, please. Just the second one into drop zone 1 this will be. Is this going to be a mistake? Oh,
close.
It wants to go, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just keep an eye on that.
It just stays there now.
How much movement is it going to get? No. Sorry, guy. Nothing from that one. You've got one more to put in.
OK, I'll go drop zone 1 again, please.
Light up drop zone 1, please. Oh, no. An ambient drop there, but you're not yet in play, so you can reselect.
Right, I think it's still drop zone 1.
OK, light up drop zone 1, please. Still need one to catch Gwen. Two will send her home.
Ooh, that's right, I just need it to go flat.
Guy. Oh no, it's riding. Goodness me, Guy. You had enough to do it, but unfortunately, you've blown it.
Never mind.
£400, it's so, so close. Let's take it from the machine, and when we put it into your bank, we'll see just how close it is. Gary, you are our leader with £1,200. Gwen, very well done. You make it through to the head-to-head with £750. Guy, I'm afraid it came very close with just £50 in it and £700. We have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
So it's Gwen and Gary who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. Now, though, for your chance to win an amazing £14,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. According to the proverb, which of the big cats cannot change its spots? A. Lion. B. Tiger. C. Leopard. Call 09041 61 30 30. Calls cost £1.50 plus your network access charge. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT09 PO Box 7558 Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck. Welcome back to Tipping Point. Two players remain, Gwen and Gary. Very well done to both of you for getting this far.
Thank you.
It's time to find out which of them will be taking on our machine for £10,000. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you put the counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round will be today's winner. We'll be playing for £10,000. So, Gary, you currently have the lead. You have £1,200 to Gwen's £750, so it's your choice. Would you like to play first or would you like to pass it to Gwen?
I think right now I'd like to pass it to Gwen.
OK, Gwen, you get the first question then. Here we go. In the Vermeer painting, Girl with a Pearl Earring, the subject's headdress is ultramarine and which other colour?
White.
You seem pretty confident about it.
No.
Well, you sound like you were.
It's a bit of a guess.
OK. Gary, if she had passed it, what would you have said?
I did not have a clue. I'd maybe have gone for black.
So, Gwen, you could have passed this one. Let's find out. Is her headdress ultramarine and white? It's not. It's yellow. Gwen, you've got to take some time, think about it. Yeah. Remember, you can pass in this round.
Yeah.
Gary, by doing absolutely nothing, you win the counter.
I like that.
Let's start. Where are you going to put it?
I think I'm going to stay with drop zone 2.
Light up drop zone 2 for us, please.
Try it down on that left-hand side.
Yeah. You are a fan of drop zone 2.
It's been good. So far.
Wrong side, really, wasn't it? And it might just... Right.
That's a rider.
Just comes down between the two of them. Just get that little ride. OK, so, Gary, nothing for that one. Time for your first question. What is the nickname given to the group of law enforcers headed by Elliot Ness, who brought down Al Capone? You can pass this, Gary.
No, I do know this one. It's one of my favourite films, so I'll play.
OK.
And I'll say The Untouchables.
The Untouchables. Let's find out. Is that the right answer? Yes, well done, Gary. Absolutely bang on. So, another counter for you.
I'm not giving up on Zone 2.
Load up Drop Zone 2, please. Is your faith going to be repaid here, Gary?
Let's have one down that side.
Get over.
Nothing down that side.
They are not going left, are they? It's flat.
It's flat. One in the middle, maybe.
Yeah. The silver one on the tipping point might
Let's
just
see
get
a little
over,
something.
Or is it going to go past it? Yep.
One more.
£50 there, Gary. Finally got something out. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So, Gary, you have £1,250. Gwen, we come back to you for your second question. Greg James and Zane Lowe are long-running DJs on which national radio station? Now, you can pass this if you're not sure.
I'm afraid I'll have to pass it. I don't know.
OK. Gary, Greg James and Zane Lowe.
Well, I'm thinking the obvious one would be Radio 1. I'm wondering if Capital FM counts as national. I think I'll stick with Radio 1.
Greg James and Zane Lowe, are they on Radio 1? Yep, wow. They are. Well done, Gary. It's a great steal. You get to put another counter in. This should be your third in this round so far.
And the third in Drop Zone 2, please.
Light up Drop Zone 2, please.
Doesn't like me over that side.
Not going left for you, mate.
Let's see if we can push a little over.
And yes.
One more.
That's £50. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And you edge up £50 to £1,300. And it's time for your second question. Which controversial 20th century president of the United States is the only one to have an X in their surname? Now, if you're not sure, you can pass this to Gwen. But do you think she might know?
I think I should know it, and I don't know why I don't. I'm only going to get it wrong by guessing, so I'll pass it to Gwen.
Oh, OK, Gwen, now then, it's a great opportunity for you. Have you got any ideas?
Well, I think it could be Nixon.
Of course.
Let's find out. Is the answer Nixon? Richard Nixon, Gwen. Well done. You get the counter at last in this round.
Yes, at long last.
Come on now, let's get you some money. Where are you going to go?
Drop Zone 1, I think.
OK, let's load up Drop Zone 1. Something over that top shelf.
Not for sure. Hope it doesn't ride. Don't ride, don't ride. Oh, it's flat. Good.
It does need to get a bit of lateral here, doesn't
it? Yes, I don't
know
where
it is.
Oh, wonderful.
Now, what about the tipping point?
Oh, no.
Not to worry, Gwen. That was a good steal. You've set it up nicely. We come to you for your third question. Which double Booker Prize-winning author was made a dame in the Queen's 2014 birthday honours?
I'm not too sure of this one, so I'm going to pass it to Gary.
OK. Right then, Gary, a double Booker Prize-winning author is what we're after.
Honestly, I can't think of a female author other than J.K. Rowling that's prevalent at the moment. I'll say J.K. Rowling just for something to say.
You had to give me an answer. You're pretty sure it's wrong. Let's find out if you are indeed. Is the answer J.K. Rowling? Hilary Mantel.
Oh, yeah.
She won for Wolf Hall and Bring Up the Bodies.
That's right,
Gwen, lovely pass.
Mm.
You get another counter. Come on now.
I'll try Drop Zone 1 again, please.
Fire up Drop Zone 1 for us. Still looking for 11 counters to catch Gary.
Yes, it's a big ask.
Something over that shelf. Come on now.
Right, ooh.
Could be OK. Go on, get
know.
Over.
Oh, wonderful. I think it'll put down enough. Oh.
Well done.
Good.
Gwen, that's four across the tipping point. That's £200. Finally, we get you some money.
Yes.
Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So you nudge up towards £1,000. £950 plays Gary's £1,300. Gary, we come to you for your third and final question. What type of sporting event is the Palio of Siena?
I'm thinking Palio sounds familiar enough. So I'm going to play and I'm going to say it's a cycling race.
Now then, Gwen, have you ever heard of it?
No, I was going to say it was something to do with horses.
So you would have gone with something to do with horses?
Yeah.
Gary, you've gone with cycling, like a cycling race. If it is, Gary, playing for £10,000. If it's not, Gwen, you've got one last chance to try and catch him. Let's find out. The Palio of Siena. Is it a cycling race? It's a horse race.
Wow. Well done.
Yes, round the central square of Siena. Gwen, you get this last counter, so you've got one last reprieve. Can you get some money out of the machine?
Oh, it's a big ask, but I'll try zone one again, please.
OK, let's load up drop zone one. Seven counters draws you level.
Yeah.
Come on now. Oh, wow. Gwen. Wow. A nice broad shove. This could be good.
Wow.
Oh, Gwen! I'm speechless.
So am I.
Gwen. Wow. Seven would have drawn you level. That's 11 counters across the tipping point.
Sorry, Gary.
With your last drop. Extraordinary stuff. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And with that final drop on the final question, Gwen has stolen the lead and the victory. Congratulations,
wow.
Gwen. £1,500,
you're
today's
much.
Winner. Gary, I'm afraid you were leading all the way through.
Nearly
you gave
there.
It a great yeah. shot, but with £1,300, we have found your tipping point. But, of course, you have got your case of wine.
Thanks, Ben.
Gwen, congratulations.
Thank you.
You are today's winner, and what a way to do it as
yeah,
well. Here
fantastic.
You go. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put this, which is our jackpot counter, into the machine. It's just a touch bigger, but it's a whole lot better, Gwen, because if you can get it out again, you're going to go home with £10,000.
Fantastic.
Can Gwen master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. First, for your chance to win an amazing £14,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. According to the proverb, which of the big cats cannot change its spots? A. Lion. B. Tiger. C. Leopard. Call 09041 61 30 30. Calls cost £1.50 plus your network access charge. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text cost £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT09 PO Box 7558 Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck. Welcome back to Tipping Point. Gwen is our winner today. She's got herself £1,500, and you did it in some style, Gwen, as well.
Fantastic.
With the very last drop in round three, you grasped victory from the jaws of defeat. Mm. Did you think you were going to get this far?
I didn't think I'd be this lucky, no. I'm really pleased to be here, though.
You did a cracking job. You've got
Fantastic.
Yourself right through to the final.
Yeah.
You're about to take on our machine for £10,000.
Yeah.
What would you do with the money if you were to win it?
Well, we need to redo quite a bit of our garden. The patio's a bit crazy paved, so we need to sort it is, so we need to sort that out. So
yeah.
That money would come in very, very handy.
Fingers crossed we can sort out the crazy paving.
Ooh, lovely.
Good luck, Gwen.
Thank you very much.
It's time to find out whether Gwen's going to win our £10,000 jackpot in a few moments. I'm going to ask you to put the jackpot counter into the machine. Mm-hmm. If you want to go home with £10,000, all you need to do is get it out again. And here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you six question categories.
Mm-hmm.
For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question is going to be. But, of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out.
Yep.
Don't forget, there is still one double counter in there at the back of drop zone one. It doesn't affect the jackpot counter, but it does still apply to everything else
mm-hmm.
in there, so it's worth keeping
yes,
an eye on.
Yes.
If you don't get the jackpot, get that into the win zone, you could still
yes.
leave
yep.
with plenty of money.
Yeah.
Of course, what we want you to leave with is the jackpot.
Lovely.
So first thing we need to do then, Gwen, before we get started, have a good look at the machine and decide where to put the jackpot counter.
I think I'll go for drop zone four because there's less there to obstruct it.
There's a mystery counter there as well, isn't there?
Oh, so yes, that'd be a nice bonus, wouldn't it?
Line up drop zone four, please. Fourth time you've used it today, Gwen. OK,
lovely.
There we go. You like that?
The ideal place, yes. Yes, I'm pleased with that.
Good stuff. We've got a couple over that shelf first. We're going to start with a few in the win zone.
Wow, yeah. Lovely.
Two across the tipping point.
Great.
£100 right there.
Mm-hmm.
We're up to £1,600.
Lovely.
Jackpot counter nice and flat, just towards right of centre of drop zone four. Let's have a look at your categories. Hobbies, technology, sport, literature, royalty, and world geography. Well, the good thing is you can take them in any order you like. So when you're ready, if you'd like to give me your first category and for how many counters?
I'll go for hobbies for three, please, Ben.
Hobbies to get us started, please, for three counters. Which of these video game consoles was released first? Xbox, Atari or PlayStation?
Well, my children are all grown up.
Okay.
And I do remember them playing games when they were younger. And I don't think the Xbox or the PlayStation were out then. I think it was Atari.
Should we light up Atari?
Yes, please.
OK, we're going to go with Atari. Is the answer Atari? Yes.
Wow.
Well done, Gwen. That's a great start. OK, drop zone four.
Yes, please.
Three counters. Light it up, please. Let's get the first one in.
Might get that mystery.
A rapid drop.
Nope. Oh, yes.
Let's shift some of that. There's a bit of weight there. OK.
Nope.
Two to go.
Drop zone four, please.
Light it up, please.
Oh, that side again, but it might push those over. Oh,
gosh.
Come
on now.
It doesn't want to come.
They're going
to
go at some point, aren't
they?
There's two in, nothing out just yet. One more.
Well, drop zone four, please.
Light it up, please.
Over on that right-hand side, that would be nice.
Right, we'll shift that shelf.
Yes, it might
move
something.
It should do.
Wow, wow. We'll get that mystery prize. Oh, wonderful.
Gwen, eight across the tipping point.
Oh, great.
£400. We're up to £2,000. OK, let's go back to the categories.
Right.
Technology, sport, literature, royalty, world geography.
Well, I don't know how good I'll be at technology, but we'll try it for three, please.
Technology for three counters, please. In electronics, what does AC stand for? Automatic current, alternating current, or axial current?
I don't think there's an automatic current, so I think I'll go for alternating current.
Alternating current?
Yes, please, Ben.
OK, they're going to take alternating current, please. Does AC in electronics stand for alternating current? Yes, it does.
Wonderful.
Keep going like this, Gwen. We're doing great. Three
Drop
to go.
Drop zone four, please.
Drop zone four it is. Light it up.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, don't go too far. Don't go too far.
What are you thinking? Is it going to get...
Might push it a bit.
Oh,
oh, it's riding.
Don't need that, do we?
No. Going to put some weight on it. Oh, it's gone to
just
the
go
side.
Around it.
Good.
Okay.
Drop zone four, please.
Fire up.
Oh, that's a little better. Yes.
We'll
Might give it some a little shove.
Is it going to go flat though?
Oh, don't! Oh, oh no!
Just a few inches too far away from the side, isn't it?
It just doesn't want to come down.
OK, so we've got either side of it. Let's have one right behind it.
Well, drop zone four, please.
Fire up.
Hopefully this is the one. Oh! Wrong side.
Not this time.
Still, we've got something over. That's the main thing.
Mystery going to go towards the end?
Yeah. Oh, lovely.
Gwen, that's three across the tipping point, another £150. Up to £2,150. The money's going up nicely, that jackpot counter, though.
Yeah.
Can't seem to get it shifted.
Doesn't want to move.
Long way to go yet.
Yes.
Let's go back to the categories.
Well, we'll try sport for three, but I don't know. I want it to be tennis. We'll see if it's tennis.
Tennis, we've got a chance.
Yes.
Sport for three counters, please. Which of the following is a Japanese martial art? Wing Chun, Aikido or Tai Chi?
Now, I'm not sure about this one. I'm going to try and say Tai Chi.
Should we light up Tai Chi?
Yes, please.
OK, we're going to go with Tai Chi. One of them is a Japanese martial art.
Could be Aikido.
Have you got the right one? Is the answer Tai Chi? Tai Chi's Chinese. It was Aikido.
Aikido, yes.
OK, let's go back to the categories.
Literature for three, please.
OK, we'll have a literature question for three counters, please. Author Anne Rice is best known for her book series featuring what type of mythical creature? Fairies, vampires, or dragons?
Now, I don't know, but fairies are jumping out at me, and I don't know why. It could be either of the other two. But I think I'll go for fairies, please.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to light up fairies. Anne Rice. Does she write books featuring fairies?
Oh, no.
Vampires.
Oh.
It's vampires.
No.
She wrote the Vampire Chronicles.
Oh, right.
OK, let's go back to the categories.
Royalty for three, please.
All right, we'll have a royalty question for three counters, please. In which year was Queen Elizabeth II's coronation? 1951, 1953, or 1955?
I know it's not 51, and I know it's not 55, so it has to be 1953.
Should we take 53?
Yes, please.
We're going to light up 53. In which year was Queen Elizabeth II's coronation? Was it 1953? Yes.
Good.
2nd of June at Westminster Abbey.
Yes.
So, three counters.
Mm-hmm.
Drop zone four.
Drop zone four, please.
Fire up,
Ben.
Please.
It does not like that right hand side.
Where's this going to go? There and there. Okay, let's
get
the mystery.
Come on now.
Let's have it.
Wow!
Yes, well done.
Fantastic.
Three across the tipping point, another £150. Let's add that in. £2,300, and you got yourself a mystery prize, which is a makeover and photo shoot courtesy of Revolve Studios.
Oh, wow.
You'll enjoy that, I hope, Greg.
Yes, I will.
There's another little drop there. I think it might be riding. Just keep an eye on it. They're all yours.
I
it doesn't matter
it
when
is.
They go.
Oh,
gave me a little nudge.
Pushed it a little bit
okay,
forward.
OK, that's right. Two more to put in.
Right. Drop zone four, please,
Light
Ben.
Up drop zone four, please.
Stop.
Now, hopefully, it will go flat.
Might give it a little nudge.
One that's
if
there.
It doesn't ride,
yes.
Or it's flat. Good.
Now, we're going to edge it out a bit, I think, here.
Might go
more
a little
central.
Way.
Oh.
Oh.
One more, and then a drop in front of drop zone three. Just keep an eye on that as well. Any more to add? I think it might just ride
might
up.
Just ride.
Just
yes.
ride. 2,350 we go up to in the bank. And you've got one more counter to put in.
Drop zone four, please, Ben. Oh.
Another little drop in front of four. Not change anything, though. Light up drop zone four, please. Right. Come on, machine, give us one right
yes,
behind it.
I want one right behind it.
Get over and touch. It's getting close to
it, isn't
it?
It's going to go flat. Don't ride. Oh, it's riding.
No. It's going to go right on top of it.
That makes it a bit heavier.
It does. Well, look, we got one where we needed it to go.
Yes,
it was just, it was
right. The main thing, yes.
£2,350 in the bank. It's being incredibly stubborn and
it
now...
It has, it hasn't moved.
We've landed one right on top of it. Let's go back to the categories.
Well, world geography. For three, please.
Let's have it for three counters, please. Which of these deserts is not on the continent of Africa? Sahara, Atacama, Kalahari.
Well, I've seen enough nature programmes to know that the Kalahari is in Africa. And my son has run an ultramarathon in the Sahara, which I know is in Africa, so it must be the Atacama.
Atacama?
Yes.
Should we light that one up?
Yes, please.
Light up Atacama. Is the answer the Atacama Desert? Yes,
oh, wonderful.
It is.
Wonderful.
That's in South America.
Ah, yes.
So you worked it out brilliantly.
Yes.
Three to go. What do you reckon?
Well, we'll stick with drop zone four, please,
OK,
Ben.
Light up drop zone four.
Oh,
just could have done with another
yes,
level.
Yes, it's not going to go in the place
across.
I want it to, is it?
Maybe
so
get
we
some
might
more.
Get some more counters. No.
OK. Two to go.
Well, drop zone four again, please.
Load up drop zone four, please. There, stop.
Oh, is it going to do anything?
Yes, it is. Go on. Go on.
Oh, no, nothing at all.
Got it to the edge of the shelf.
Oh! Didn't want you to go there.
OK, we've got one more to put in, Gwen.
Well, we'll just go for drop zone four, Ben.
Light up drop zone four, please. Go on.
Oh,
now they're all getting
ride.
Near it, aren't they?
Don't ride.
Oh, Gwen, look.
Don't ride. Oh, it's riding.
No! You've had no joy in this round, Gwen.
No, I haven't, have I?
None whatsoever. So, look, that's the last counter from the last category. As you know, Gwen, at this stage, I usually offer you a trade. Mm-hmm. All the money you've got, £2,350, for three final counters. One last chance it is to try and get that jackpot counter into the win zone. Given how it's gone so far, I think I know what you're going to say,
yes.
But I need to ask you anyway.
Yes.
Would you like to take the money or would you like to take the trade?
I think I'll take the money, Ben.
I think that's a very good idea. Very well done.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Gwen.
Yeah.
So, look, you're leaving with £2,350. Not bad, eh?
Wonderful, yeah.
And, of course, you've won yourself a makeover and photo shoot,
yes,
too.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
Have you had a good day, Gwen?
I've had a wonderful day. Thanks very much, Ben.
Well done. It's
Thank
been an absolute pleasure.
Much.
So there you go. Gwen leaves with £2,350. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.